Good afternoon, Jason. Great to have you back on the home run.
Good to be here, Damien. How are you today?
Oh, I would be better if you're in the studio, Jason. But yeah, I'm fine and fit for a Victorian. What about you?
Well, I'm fine and fit for a former New South Welshman, so I'll one up you there. There we go. Look, it's just a really tough time, and I just, as we've reiterated, and I'm sure you do on your program all the time, that everybody's looking after each other, giving each other support. If people are struggling in any way, it's our responsibility as good citizens to look after them and offer the support if needed.
Oh, look, Jase, if this is the best they can throw at us in the Mallee, mate, they're going to have a rethink, eh?
I like your positive spin on that, Damien. That's perfect, mate.
Well, that's the way I've attacked it from off the start, whereas debris is tough as nails in the bush. So if you're going to have a go, fellas. If you're not, go home.
Yeah, I agree with that, mate.
Please. Now, Jase, let's get on to the real topic at hand, NAIDOC Week.
Yeah, we're calling for local artists, food providers and performers to be a part of this year's NAIDOC Crobbery.
Crobbery, yep.
Crobbery is normal. Yeah, which is a great event for a little while now. It's normally held as part of the NAIDOC Week in July each year. This year, the Crobbery will take place in November at Nawinji Place due to a combination of COVID restrictions and to have a little bit of a warmer weather around the Crobbery. A push behind the Crobbery is to provide the community with a greater understanding and appreciation of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures that makes the stallholders, artists, food providers and performers that showcase their culture a vital part of the event. So we're now calling on people to come forward and provide these authentic experiences. So if you're interested in becoming involved, please visit www.muldura.vic.gov.au/Crobbery. And it's always a good event. Heaps of people get down there and the Indigenous community embrace it absolutely flat out.
Great initiative, Jason. And we should have actually learnt more about that when we were in high school ourselves.
Yeah, I changed.
There's
been a genuine push from the 1930s for Indigenous Australians to be fully incorporated into the wealth and the offerings of post-colonial Australia. Tough discussions, but important to have, and get everybody down there and to enjoy each other, and it'll be a great day.
Absolutely, Jason. It always is. What else have we got on our books this afternoon? I know of one thing. What's the other?
We're offering an opportunity for local professional event organisers to create and run this year's New Year's Eve community event.
That's the one.
This is a valuable opportunity for event organisers in the region who have been among the hardest hit by COVID restrictions. So just mixing it up a little bit, council is offering up to $40,000 to support event organisers to run the event, which is one of the biggest and most successful community events of the year in our community, regularly attracting 4,000 to 5,000 people. So same thing, applications can be made using council's grants portal at mrcc.smartygrants.com.au/NYE21 and must be completed and submitted by the 4th of September. So there's still a little bit of time there, but jump online if you're interested. And just giving everybody an opportunity if they think they would like to do that to present their case and see how they go.
Another great idea, Jason. Let's hope that by New Year's Eve we can have an outdoor event with, even if we've got capped numbers. I think it's a great idea to give the local entrepreneurs a crack at running it and see how, like we said off air, see if they can do it different or whatever, but it doesn't hurt to change things up a bit.
No, it doesn't. And I think we do have always frequented that event like for 20 years or longer, back to Willowfest, and also, the community does like the New Year's Eve, the year changeover, and this is just giving different opportunities through a difficult period and then see where that ends up. So I'm sure it'll be a good event. I think in the last year of the previous council, I ended up counting the year in with Bill Saw, which was absolutely hilarious at Nawinji Place. So, because Bill's a very good public speaker and kept us all on our toes and giggling, so they're good events to be at.
No, that's an absolutely fantastic family night down there. So let's hope that it goes ahead at the end of December this year. It'd be shocking to see something like that cancelled again, Jason. But what's the third thing on our books today?
Our Australia Day Award nominations open on Friday the 27th of August. Nominations are open for Citizens of the Year, Young Citizen of the Year and Community Event or Project of the Year. And through this year, community input has been huge, but just in a different way. So, inviting someone that they think they might be able to do it, people have until the 5th of November to submit nominations. This is a great opportunity to see people or events receive the recognition they deserve in the broader community. And I'll reiterate, on the back of this year, it might look the same, but I guarantee you the same sort of input's coming in from many, many different people. It also gives our community another reason to celebrate among the challenging times we've been in through the past 12 months. So it's It's huge, mate. So if you think of anyone who has gone over and above, jump online and you can visit mildura.vic.gov.au and search for Australia Day and make your nomination.
Yeah, I've had the good fortune to MC a few Australia Day breakfasts around the district, and it really is a, excuse me, Jase, it really is a terrific morning. It makes you proud to be Australian.
It is something that is, it can be challenging on that day, but that doesn't mean you can't come together and enjoy what people have done, regardless of what background and what they've put on the table. I've been lucky enough to go to Collingwood, go to Murrawville, Irimple, Mildura as well over the last few years, and everybody puts on their own unique day, and in most places the community comes out in droves, which is excellent.
Yeah, all the Australia Day breakfasts around the district are well attended. It's a real eye-opener. Until you go to one, I don't think you realise the amount of effort and passion that goes into them.
Yes, mate, it's very important for the community, and at the end of this year, even more so. Once again, like New Year's Eve, hopefully Australia Day will be able to roll on in a similar vein.
Now, Jase, let's hope that you're back in the studio with me next Wednesday and we can thrash a few things out face-to-face.
Yeah, happy to do that, Damien. Thanks very much for the chat today.
You take care, Jase, and you keep up that walking too. That's good to see.
Yeah, out with the whippet, mate. Keeping the legs firm. Thanks, Damien.
See you, Jase.